is good for you, do you think milk is milk is milk, that it's all the same? There are many definitions and many kinds of milk. For example, is it cow's milk or goat's milk? Is the animal giving the milk injected with growth hormone and antibiotics? Is the animal giving the milk eating a natural diet of grass, which is what a cow is supposed to eat, or a man-made diet of genetically altered corn, ground-up dead animals, and other chemically produced material designed to increase milk production? Is the cow giving the milk allowed to wander and walk in the natural way that nature intended? Or is the animal confined to a pen and not allowed to move for its entire life? Has the animal itself been genetically modified and bred specifically for increased milk production and profits? Or is it a natural animal bred according to nature? Is the animal sick and diseased or healthy? Is the animal milked by a machine causing blood and pus to be in the milk? Or milked in a natural way without blood and pus? Is the milk heated to 200, virtually 90% of the foods produced in boxes? If you were to actually read the label, you'd see the words hydrogenated oil or partially hydrogenated oil. These are trans fats. Margarine, for example, in most cases is 100% hydrogenated oil. These trans fats scar the arteries, causing heart disease and arterial sclerosis. Totally should be avoided. The third reason, the third thing that causes scarring of the arteries is homogenized dairy products. People say, well, I drink low-fat milk or low-fat yogurt. The fat has nothing to do with it. Low-fat milk is a man-made product. Stay away from it. It doesn't come from nature. Low-fat yogurt is probably loaded with sugar and it's a man-made product. Stay away from it. The fat, this is where you're being scammed and lied to and deceived. The fat has nothing to do with it. Okay? What you're being lied to and misled? It's not the fat. Keep in mind, low fat is not natural. It's unnatural. The unnatural homogenization process is the big issue with dairy. The homogenization process in either milk or cheeses, that's when you consume the dairy product that's been homogenized. The homogenization process, it is then filtered, and in many cases, sugar is added to make the product sweeter, and that is not listed on the label. If sugar is not added, the filtering process and pasteurization process makes the product much sweeter. So you are getting a product that is much, much sweeter than in nature. The best example of this is filtered apple juice. When you look at apple juice that is super clear, it is so much sweeter than natural apple juice that I make in my house on my juicing machine. It has no living enzymes, and it's virtually a massive sugar high. It's just a man-made product under the disguise of a natural, healthy product. It's not healthy. It's man-made. It's tainted with chemicals and toxins, and because of the processing, it's just not healthy. Juice is good, but only if you make it with organic fruits and vegetables and in your own home, and drink your juice right away. Once you have juiced the product and air gets to it, it begins to oxidize and lose its nutritional value. So if you have a juice machine in your house, you get organic juice, fruit, and vegetables, and you make juice and you drink the juice just like that. But why should you drink juice anyway? When you think about it, that's not natural. 100 years ago, we didn't have juice machines. Well, that's a very, very good question. The answer is this. Even if you were to buy organic fruits and vegetables and tendons generally, this can create an imbalance where some muscles are strong and abnormally large and other muscles, ligaments, and tendons are weak and disproportionate in size. Weight training does not increase flexibility, can actually reduce flexibility, thus hindering the flow of energy through the body. Nevertheless, doing any form of exercise, including weight training, is better than doing none at all. Number four, postures. There are certain exercise regimes where you are put into certain postures that are held for a period of time, the most commonly known as yoga. Keep in mind there are many, many forms of yoga. Not all kinds of yoga are posture-based. Some yoga techniques are fluid and movement-oriented. The benefits of postures are that they seem to help open up the natural energy channels in the body and stimulate the internal organs. Very helpful. The fifth form of exercise is aerobic exercise. Aerobic means with air. Any form of exercise where you are breathing heavily but can still have a conversation is aerobic exercise. Aerobic exercise stimulates blood flow throughout the body, oxygenates the body, and speeds the elimination of toxins. The sixth form of exercise is anaerobic exercise. Anaerobic means without air. Any form of exercise where you are breathing so hard that you can barely talk is anaerobic. The benefit of reading the news all increase stress levels dramatically, although you really don't notice it, but it does. The good news is this can be reversed.